for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the evening service of July the 4th, 1991. Chuck Flynn ministering. This tape has the prophecies on it that were given to the individuals and the conclusion of the evening service. This is the 4th of July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
What a privilege. I don't know. You can roll that over and study about it, but sort of fits. Amen. Hallelujah. He has equipped us to have power over all the powers of freedom. And that's why we have deliverance special, because we are the saints of the Most High. You know what that means, Most High? You look it up in Galatians 14, and when Abraham paid his tithes, he raised his arms to the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. So if we're the saints of the possessor, that's it. We're the saints of the Most High. We're the saints of the possessor of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Glory to God. We love you, Jesus. The foundation of the world, we'll pick it up in our next session, will be in Matthew 13, verse 35. Secrets were from the foundation of the world. That's when the Father told him about you and I before Adam was ever created. Also in Hebrews 4, verse 3 and 4, the works were finished from the foundation of the world. John 17, verse 24, Jesus said, "Let them know my glory, which you gave me when you loved me before the foundation of the world, the Katabole cosmos, at the fall. God told his wisdom to the Son, and Jesus felt the separation, but the Father loved him. That's why you and I, when we were yet sinners and felt rejection, the love of Christ came upon us, and we're set free."
Oh, hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful? On and on. How marvelous. Oh, what glorious death of the Word. 1 Corinthians 2 says that the Spirit of the Lord searches out the deep things of God. I looked up the word deep. I was so amazed at how inventive God is. If you just love God for His worship and His saviorship, you've missed a lot of His person. Because the word deep goes into secular and inventive things. 2,000 years before it ever happened, the Holy Ghost is very inventive. And you know what the word deep means in the Greek? Sonar. S-O-N-A-R. I didn't realize it. I thought I was anointed when I go fishing, but I didn't know the reason. There's a sonar, and it goes down searching and bouncing back, and it tells you where the striped bass are.
Yeah.
Ooh, I feel the anointing when I talk about fish. And the Lord put it in the Word thousands of years ago and said, "The Holy Ghost searches my heart." And that's why David was a man after God's own heart. It doesn't matter if someone said, "Oh, that's not for your dispensation." And David, "Oh, David, no, that's just for the priest." Well, David said, "Bless God, I need it. I pull it down by faith and walk in it." And that's what the Holy Ghost says. "I want to reveal, I want to expose to you the heart of the Father." And as you pray, that's what Daniel was doing when he was praying the 21 days. The answer had already started. He was just beaming the sonar. Hey, I'm still believing. No, I'm rejoicing. You come into a warfare of praise, and you're praising the Lord. Because when you pray, that all of the evil princes tried to keep our prayers from us, or the answer. But that's why the Spirit of God searches out the deep things every day. Quote that scripture, 1 Corinthians 2, find it, the verse 6, I think. 1 Corinthians 2, for the Spirit of the Lord,
howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
Yes.
Yet not the wisdom of this world,
uh-huh,
or the princes of this world, but comes not.
Princes of this world, same prince of Persia, is over Iran just like he was in Daniel's day. Uh-huh. And if it's the same devil, you and I have the same power.
Hallelujah.
You get that? Praise God. This is not something unusual. This should be taught in every assembly of faith. Go again, brother. Princes, yeah. Let's start again.
Okay.
No, you didn't read what I wanted. Where is that about the Spirit? I mean, you read, yes, it was good.
Four.
Read four.
Four is, and my speech and my preaching was not with impassive words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Okay, that sounds right. Verse 10 now.
But God hath revealed them unto us.
Oh, yes.
For the Spirit searcheth all things.
For the Spirit searcheth. Amen. Now the word, I believe it might be the word searcheth. There, it's the Greek word. There are two volumes. Come down, Irma, and get those two volumes that are brown and just hold them up. If you want to study and be keyed to Strong's Concordance, if you don't have a Strong's Concordance, shame on you. Because every word of the Bible is in Strong. Now, others are good, but they're not as good. All right, pick up those two. See those two? I have used those in a quick, now I have others, Kettle and others, that go a little stronger into the Word. But these are geared, keyed to Strong's Concordance. Show them again from the other, yes. And I want you to know they'll bless you, get a Strong's Concordance in these, and it'll really open up the Word for you. And so I just want to emphasize that. Well, we got to hurry because we're on tape. Okay, search it for the Spirit. Start there.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him.
Uh-huh.
Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
Some of the most simple teaching is right there. Because nobody knows you like your spirit. And nobody knows God like the Holy Ghost. And therefore, the Holy Ghost reveals to me. In other words, I don't have to beg God to show me something. I just have to say, Father, I know your spirit. Now reveal yourself to me. And he'll show you his ways. Because the Holy Ghost will search out the deep, deep calling on the deep. Remember the psalm said that? This is where it's at. Paul explains to us how that happens. Is the Spirit of God will go forth. Then show Chuck Flynn, or put your name in there, your direction, investments, anything of your job. Some of us have made lousy investments. I reverse that on the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit will search the deep things or the purposes of the Father for us. Father, with that, we thank you for your anointing. We praise you, Lord. This is our finest hour. We seal the word tonight that you are Alpha. Therefore, we have confidence because you knew and you spoke of our salvation before any creation. Now we can rest in the confidence that we have in thee, that what you have spoken, it will happen. Amen. It will come to pass in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good to us?
Amen.
All right, I'll minister to some tonight. There was one sister that I called out, and I was wanted to give it because of time. Okay, you come, and the sister next to you. And then anyone else with let's say about 10 or 20, I don't care, we'll just go tonight. And I just feel the anointing in a wonderful way. The Lord is taking us into His heart this week. I feel something a little different in Blake Hamilton seminars this week. There seems to be a great embrace and a yearning of the Father to bring us into the Holy of All. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the youth director told me that he was going to take our kids out and have a little time with them. And I want a hand for our youth because I think you've been real good. Amen. And if it's all right with everybody and our director, while I start ministering, you guys slip out, okay? And have a lot of fun. Well, you're director, okay, go ahead. Slip out. There they go, slipping out. We're proud of our kids, amen? Hallelujah. Praise God, Sister Khan. Handalama, shandalama, handa. Lord, we praise you. Let's bring our minds into subjection to the Holy Ghost. Search the deep things of God, Father. Because I have cocooned you in my grace and the anointing of the scepter of Esther and that purity, yea, of the zeal of the house of the Lord, for you've been brought into the kingdom for such a time as this. Therefore, the timing of that scepter is upon you. And I will open that door because the key of David is upon thee. And that bruise of your heart is lifted. For the abuse of words shall be turned into my glory. Yea, you will neither feel rejected no more. I've lifted the rejection off of you. I've given you a seal in your forehead from the debris of life that would try to burden and try to cause this depression, but I've lifted it from you. The back of your head, the ceiling of the emotion, and I have cut you loose of that heritage emotion that would have tried to discourage or weigh you down. The anointing of the Lord is upon your shoulders with great wisdom, and my joy shall go before you. Now, and within 2 weeks, that decision that seemingly is trying to crop up again in the harassment in a legal form to eat and erode your inheritance and that which I have purposed for thee, I will rebuke the devourer. I have loosed my joy upon you. I will lift up your hands. I will heal and strengthen you. And the vision that I gave you over, it was 6 years ago, under a great turmoil, that I loosed you into the ministry of my anointing. And you will be strong in the word. And you will know that as you pray for others, I have loosed the creative talents upon thee. And you will go forth in my name, for a new door, an effectual door, is being opened, and no man will shut it, for the authority of my word shall go before you, and that weakness through your back and in the metabolism of your body is healed. Hallelujah. And the Lord has lifted that from you, and that emotional which caused a nervous reaction is loose. In the name of Jesus, I say go, and the authority of the Lord shall go before you. And my peace shall be with thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. What's your first name?
Maureen.
Because, yea, the sword of my mouth is upon thee, and the coals off the altar did cleanse thy tongue, and the anointing of my peace shall go before thee. Rise up, my love, my fair one. For the beauty of the Lord's with you, and you will find that you'll be at the right place or right time. And those things that would try to have detracted you, I have loosed my joy upon you, and I've given you the apple of my eye. You're the apple, you're the authority and the anointing that I will use to go before me, and my peace shall be upon you, and you'll be strong to usher others into the beauty of my truth, and my anointing shall bless you, and that loved one that's far away, that which seemingly there's no communication, I'm going to send the word and keep them out of jeopardy, and the anointing will break the yoke, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. There's someone close that is trying, your pain and burden for their disobedience. But we put that back on them tonight. You're set free, and the anointing will bless you mightily, and you'll not have to pay for their disobedience. I am the Lord. I am the burden bearer. Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, my son, the weapons of your warfare are mighty, for I have loosed my joy upon you, and as I sealed Ezekiel's forehead, I have sealed your forehead in great joy. And the authority of the Lord shall go before you, and my peace is over thee, and thou shalt see the mantle of Elijah, and you will pour in the salt in the cistern that is poison, and I have set you free from this hour. Go in my peace, and know that the gifts are loose within you. You've been flowing in them, but I'm bringing you into a, well, a deeper level in the word of the Lord and the knowledge of my discernment, and you'll know things before they happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a real desire. You have a local anointing. You've always had it, but you've had an international anointing, and there's going to be a door that you will go for and be with a team effort to set many free. Amen. Of other countries. Amen. All right, a couple in your name. Amen. So I didn't have that. Just join hands together. Because I've sealed you, you're joint heirs together of the graces of life. And the seal of my anointing is upon you. My daughter, the thrill of my name and my word has gone down through your body. And I have loosed thee. And the joy of my strength will come upon you. And the revelation of my word shall take, yea, authority from the top of your head, and that which tries to come against you with I can't even describe it, just of the spirit. It's just terrible pain that tries to come through your head and the nervous system. I cut it from you in the name of Jesus. Leave! Come out in the name of the Lord. And that, hallelujah, that physical grace and healing goes all the way down through your backbone, and therefore you're healed. Now that infection is a chronic thing. And from the small of your back through the intimate areas, I lift that from you, saith the Lord. And you're going to strengthen others. And you're going to minister to those that have turmoil in them. And you're lifting it off of them. Now, come on out from the wings. Come out from the cage. And you shall complement each other. And you will set many free. Have inner depression in those things that you're going to set many families free. And you'll run across those that are at the point of separation that you will speak the word of the Lord, because as you've been comforted, yea, I will comfort those in any kind of trouble. Amen. And my seal is upon you, and the grace of my anointing shall bring it to pass. And through your chest and your circulation, I've healed, and I have cut you loose by the blood covenant, and my authority is upon you. So therefore, be gracious, and know that I've anointed you. That which tried to, entangle ferns and legal. You're going to speak to your land. Oh, earth, 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 hear you the word of the Lord. And as you stand free, the Lord thy God, that which was robbed is going to be restored and more, because the anointing of my heart is given unto thee, and as you speak, receive it. Amen. God bless you. Okay, this will be a nap in the line. Amen. Thank you, Father, because I've loosed my joy over thee. And my peace shall go before you, for the strength of the Lord has touched and healed, and I will give you, and that desire of your heart, and my joy shall bring it to pass, and you will be strong in me, knowing that I've touched your hand, and yea, and the authority of my zeal is upon you. And that you represented. Now this intercessory anointing that I spoke to you about even tonight, your heart lifted into my heart, you and use you mightily, and the grace of the Almighty God shall go before you, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. If you announcements, anything, if you want to break them, we will. Let's hurry then. Amen. Well, I love the anointing. I mean, it's upon us now. Praise God. I've cocooned you, my daughter. I've cocooned you in my love and the joy of my strength, and therefore you've been over a few. I'm going to make you rulers over many, and my peace shall go before you. That which tried by abuse of words to discourage you recently, I'm looking at from you. It's a new day in your heart and home,
and my joy shall bring it to pass. Do not fear, the anointing breaks, and my peace is upon thee, and my understanding shall touch you. There's been this sort of a mental but an emotional block. I wouldn't have said it, but that's right.
It's true.
And so we're lifting that from you. You're concerned about that. Has mental reasonings, memory, and so forth. I've lifted up from you, saith the Lord. And with the stripes of the Lord, you're healed. Amen. Reach your hands out toward her. The desire of her heart is released. Command in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, every mental faculty to be brought together in healing power. Hallelujah. There it is. Oh, I felt that beautifully. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise Him. Glory to God. When they lifted up Moses' hand, what's your first name?
Maria.
When they lifted up Moses' hands, I lifted up your hands, those loved ones, and there's one seemingly incarcerated, or there's one in jeopardy, and I'm going to set them free. Your loved one that you prayed for, the anointing of the Lord, you have called him out, and my joy shall go before you. There's also a family involved. I will bless you mightily. The anointing of my peace is upon you, and I will speak. I'm going to write a chapter in your life, because, yea, I love together, I have walked with thee, and we have agreed, and you have stood on my word, and even though it has made you feel humiliated, that you think you don't have enough faith, but I gave you a measure of faith, ample. It's my joy, it's the faith of Almighty God. Now I'm sending the word, and lifting that jeopardy, and that which tried to imprison these loved ones, I release them, and your prayers have availed much. We'll rejoice together, save thy God. Now this physical depression, in Jesus' name, the weakness to lift off of this body, the metabolism is healed, the anointing of the Lord's going through down to your body, and through your limbs, and praise God. The night season, you have been disturbed, the terror by I'm lifting that from you, and you'll not fear any longer. And your environment, where your dwelling is, I'm lifting off the curse of that area and setting them free, because you have prayed, saith the Lord. Hallelujah! Thank you, Father. What is your name? And because your mantle of my strength shall go down through you, and my joy is around about you, do not fear, yea, the mantle of the Lord is around about your shoulders. And I will give you wisdom in this matter. I'm going to also promote you and that which your financial limitation had tried to come against. Even tonight, it made a weariness to your spirit. I will not have that, saith the Lord Jesus. I've spoken to your spirit. I've spoken to the beauty of the Lord within thee. And you shall enjoy life. And that joy, you say, oh, if I was my old self. Oh, if I was my old self. You're going to be your new self. You'll be great rejoicing. And yea, the joy and the thrill and the personality, the effervescence of my spirit shall go before you. And the bubbly, overjoying thoughts of the Lord shall be restored, because I'm going to bring to pass it as your heart. And I'm going to heal the innermost being of your spirit and in the inner chambers intimately. And I will bless you mightily. And you'll say, yea, there's an intimate relationship in that area that the Lord says he will heal to go before thee, say the Lord. So, yea, rejoice. I'm walking and with me, and the joy of the Lord. I brought you through that fiery trial. Now I'm going to anoint you to minister to others, saith the Lord. Your dwelling is going to be enhanced. There will be a release financially, and my strength shall go before you. There's a loved one, of course, that's discouraged right now. But I'm going to bring them out, and you'll see that I've healed this situation, and there will not be the schism, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Kashi kanamohota. Eha. Eha siki biyato moketa. For the herald shall go forth, and the herald is within thee. For the anointing, yea, the proclamation of my joy is over thee. So therefore the seal of the trumpet anointing has been given unto thee, and the thoughts of my heart and you will rejoice, because I have sealed my anointing, and I will heal and strengthen you, so that my peace is upon you. And because yea, those that do you, yea, good, I will bless them and anoint them, saith the Lord. Amen. That's an unusual prophecy. I don't use it. But God has counted you worthy, and everybody around you will be infected, but affected by joy. Amen. God bless you. Heaven, for my strength is sealed, and the anointing of my concepts and the precepts of my joy. For yea, here a little and there a little, I will anoint thee with great joy and the authority of ministry that I've sealed within thee. You will hear my voice, for your ears shall be open. Ivan, I have released Isaiah 50, verse 4 for thee. For yea, I will give you the tongue of the learned. You say, but Lord, my background's limited. I failed you here and I failed you there. But I am not limited to your goose. And I will give you the tongue of the learned, and I will open your ear, and my joy shall go before you. So you will release the gifts and the anointings, and prophetic joy shall spring up within you. Stir up the gift. Edify my people, because you have a sensitivity and a compassion, and I'm going to use it to release the creative word to set my people free. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glenn, and because the joy of the Lord is your strength, I've sealed you in my power and my authority. And because you have desired, yea, my anointing, you will see it come to pass. Do not fear, I know your heart. And I will write a new chapter of authority within thee, and that which, yea, was a great hurt and a bruise to thy spirit, I've lifted you out of that, and now I've brought you to the healing fountains of my anointing, and yea, the fountains of your salvation shall spring up within you, and I have, yea, condemned that which would have tried to discourage and weaken you physically, but I release the miracle of the Most High. So in my name, in the name of Jesus, the inspiration of my word shall go forth from you, and we'll rejoice together. Because the strength of my words upon you, I will bless thee and stand with you. And those things of the last 4 days that would have tried to come against you and limit and limit and limit and yea, would make your heart heavy, I've lifted that from you, and the power of my word shall go before you. And the anointing of the Lord shall heal this emotional strain. And those words, those abusive words, are lifted from you. And yea, no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. The anointing of my peace is over you. And that which tries to drag this loved one, I will loose my joy upon you. You've already prayed through. Now rejoice, because the battle's not yours, it's mine. And we'll rejoice together, because you'll know the Lord has intervened. And I brought you under this teaching so to make you strong. And I brought you under this teaching so to make you strong. And others are watching, and they're seeing that the grace of our God has been given unto thee. And I will set many free because of your testimony in me. Father, because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and I will bless thee in my cocoon of joy. I put my hands around you. I will enfold thee with the power of my word. And I am the good shepherd, and therefore the sheep know my voice, and have anointed your ears to hear, and my voice and my direction shall be given unto thee. And for those things of yours that you've had to pick up the scrap, and you've had to pay for the disobedience of others, and I will bless thee and honor thee in the house of thy God, and my inspiration shall be upon you, and we'll rejoice together. What more can I say, saith the Lord? Because I will walk with you and speak to you face to face. We can enjoy each other. And your peace is in me. And your face to face, you shall behold my glory. Saith the Lord. Praise God. Because the strength of the sword of my mouth is upon you. And as Isaiah saw me high and lifted up, you will see the Lord in a new fashion. For after this week, lay those things that try to be encumbered thee and try to drag you. I have cut thee loose on every side, and the anointing of my power have loosed your ears, and yea, delivered thy spirit. For there are many processes, yea, that I'm setting you free, but they question me, for the anointing of the Lord has regenerated, and I have
put the power of the Lord down through thy spirit. And I have uncovered those things, and now I'm replacing it with my word, and with my spirit, and with my power. See, in times past, you had enough prayer, you had the people prayed, the 11th prayed, and yet you just got enough religion to be dangerous. And there's a lot of things that I'm crawling under, and I'm going on through the prayer of your spirit and soul, and I'm making a fresh path, and the crooked path I will make straight. And now you're rethinking my presence and my word, and I'm going to use you to help others. Do not feel the humiliation of limited, but you know that what you've gone through, you're able to pull others up into the high calling of our God. And you'll see it with us. Amen. God bless you. You better get that and put it in the Bible and we'll get warfare with it. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Because I will bless with you and I will proclaim you with the key of David. The key of David means that you have come to a door. And that door you've just bumped your nose against quite a few times. Finances are involved also, but I'm going to open that door and then I'm going to shut. The anointing of my peace above the face and the thrill of my word is sealed to your heart. For I will open that by my spirit. And the Holy Ghost is right in each chapter within your heart, my son. And the vision and the glory of your youth, because I brought you forth, and because there your parents and those that dedicated you unto me, the anointing of a particular level and faith for the destiny of my glory for you. And your spirit is childlike. And compassion really is coming upon thee that will bless you and strengthen you. And you've given to others, you've given whom the results are not present. But yes, you've done it out of the compassion that I've given you. Now I want to bless you, my Lord. Now my heart shall bless you in the glory of my word. You haven't given into a bag full of holes. You haven't given to the spirit of the prayer. But though you've given to me, and my joy shall be upon you. So from this day on, wrap your tongue, cast your word, speak the things that are positive, because I'm going to pour you out a blessing. And these other leavens and those that are heavy on your heart now, you will set them free. And within 2 weeks, you'll know and you'll hear a good report. I am thy God, and my peace is upon you, my daughter, for the joy of the Lord shall surround you. And I will lift you up into my heart, and those efforts and those great responsibilities or tasks you are not able to cope with, I'm going to bless you with strength and heal you with power. That the strength of the Lord is healed through your body from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You're able to cope with. You're able to come into a fresh anointing of joy. And I will bless you mightily, and you'll be a strong power. And others will wonder what has happened, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So smile a while. Amen. And let the Lord go before you, for I will open this door in the name of Christ. God bless.
Thank
you. Amen. How's all right? Look at that smile. I was going to say, give your faith to that, but I think that was more me than the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, Jerry, I will equip you well, and have blessed you as you were in a captivity position. Jerry, as Israel took their hearts off the river, you have taken your hearts off the river. You have sung the Lord's song in the same situation. And you're an abusive child, you serve him. An abusive child, and the word pierced and cut asunder your heart. But yet you trusted. You trusted me. You loved me. And therefore the Lord will lift you out. I will lift the smell of smoke off of you. I will lift that which would have tried to burn my spirit. It's gone. That abuse. It's gone. It's lifted.
Was for a time an unforgiveness. But yet you have saw my heart, and you've said, Lord, forgive me, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So therefore I will bless you mightily. I'm going to come upon you with strength and joy, and because you've given liberally, you'll receive liberally, and I will bless you and strengthen you, and you'll have seed for the sower. There is a conflict in an economic, or in a twisting, you're in a tug-of-war situation. I'm going to lift that off of you and your dwelling, and I'm going to bless you financially, and you'll see the Lord promote you and give you favor, and you will know the Lord has answered your prayer. I think it was 3 days ago that you really had this concern. Now, I'm going to flow before you and make the crooked way straight, saith the Lord. Amen. That's more the Lord than me when I said, I think. I know. Hallelujah. And because my joy and the banners of my power have gone before you, know thou not, my daughter, that the authority of ministry is upon you. And because I delegated that ministry in your teenage years, the anointing of the Lord, yea, did loose many miracles within you. I've already purposed it. There's miracles. There's even created miracles where amputees will go out. You're going to see it and be glad. And because I have spoken that anointing within you, stir up that gift. Stir up my word that I put the visions within you. As my servant Paul had to stir up Timothy and remind Timothy of those prophecies. Do not just relax with prophecies, but yea, stir them up within thy spirit, for the prophetic ministry and the anointing of healing power shall go before you. So yea, you're not limited in me, for I've surrounded you with my grace. I will engulf thee with confidence and power. You'll feel the chill. You felt my presence so strong before, and you'll feel it's like a chill, but it's a shivering of anointing going down through your body, and you will speak and deliver many, and even great achievements of healing shall go before you. You will be one of the first to speak it out, because now the Lord's not just using this known person and that one. He's using his body now, and we will flow together, saith the Lord, and I will direct you and that personal one that's upon you. I've sent the word and healed them, and that one that you're aching for, I will give you good news, and they're going to contact you, and that which hurt you will be lifted in a moment, saith the Lord. Just intimate things, amen? Hallelujah. In prophecy, know that the Lord wants you to have wisdom. You know, the person knows exactly. And may God give us wisdom in the authority of the Word. And because you might feel something, you know in part, but when you label it, then it might, just one little iota, one little, you know, and people are very, when it comes, it's a spiritual thing, they want it to be just perfect, you know, I mean, just perfect. But this treasure is in earthen vessels. Amen? So remember that. And that's why, praise God, we love each other. Now you can begin.
My boy here.
All right.
Mr. Myers' son, my wife.
What's his name?
David.
For David, my flow and my power shall flow through you, and the gifts of centered within thee. You're sealed with Ezekiel's anointing. The power and the call of Almighty God has made you sensitive and very compassionate. And therefore, yea, in your birthing and in your healing, I will strengthen you and bring it forth, and my joy shall be upon you, so that you'll know the apostolic authority, and you will delegate my wisdom, and many shall be loosed in the ministry. And Drew, the anointing of the Lord is with you. I told you I'd never leave you nor forsake you. I will bless you during the ninth season, and your educational processes shall be healed, and my anointing is around about you, and you'll know that I'll bless you in your schooling, for your mind shall be stayed on me. And from now on, my anointing is over you, and I have loosed thee, and I will use you mightily, and you'll stir up the gift and move in the power of my understanding, saith the Lord. Amen. Okay, let's see some A's coming up here. Amen. Your schoolwork's going to be blessed, son. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because the zeal of the house of the Lord is upon you, And because the joy of the Lord is your strength, you have understood and been compassion, great compassion, about for 4 years now, in those that when you heard it on the news, when you saw pictures, and when everybody presented a just cause, but yet you kept my heart, yet you kept my feelings, and yet you knew and you suffered with them. How humiliating is those that have been crushed by the media and those that have been tripped up by the enemy and those ministries that seemingly are run out as an old rag is run out. But yet, you said, my God, help them. My God, I realized that your heart was reaching out, and therefore I've kept you in my power and in my purposes, and I will bless you and teach you my ways, and you shall help others and be strong in the power, and you will teach my word with great joy, and you're even going to know the creative talent, and you'll sing the Lord's song, and you'll come forth in my joy, for the enriching of my teaching shall go through your being, and I have enriched thee, and through thy back, yea, I have loosed and liberated and healed. And this that would try to worry thee, yea, through your digestive system, through the lower part of your abdomen, I am healing and strengthening you, and we'll rejoice together, because I called you, I elected you, my peace shall go before you, and I've given you as a vision, I've given you authority to compliment thy husband. You're the gift that I had for each other, and he's the gift for you, and what you are, yea, he is not, and what you are not, he is. And you shall flow together, and my peace shall go before you. Now, the joy of the Lord within 2 weeks is opening up a new door that you'll feel grateful for. For 6 months now, I've heard your cry, and we'll rejoice together. Amen. Because my son, that's all right, stay with you. Join hands. Because my son, you've joined heirs together, the graces of life. I will not allow this grace of life to be robbed from you. I'm going to open up this door, this high calling door, the anointing of secular grace shall be given unto thee, and I will bless you mightily, for I have broken the yoke financially. That which would try to crush is lifted from you. I'm going to restore that which was robbed from you, and by the cunning of others and the wrath of men, I'm going to change. I'm going to turn the wrath of men to praise me, and I'm going to anoint you with grace. And the power of my word shall go before you, and we will enjoy it together. Because you'll know, you'll see a fresh anointing, a fresh opportunity, and you shall enjoy it. And take authority over your land, for the land, hallelujah, will come forth, and the legal harassments are lifted, and my peace shall go before you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. What's your name?
Nathan.
Nathan? Hallelujah. For my joy is around about you, and my peace is over thee. For I have strengthened thine ears. So yea, loose my joy, and I will use you, and I will speak my anointing. For the gifts of the Holy Ghost, and the commands and the statutes of Almighty God will go before you. You will be successful. For in Psalms 1, yea, verse 3, you shall, and 4, you shall put your hand to it and be prosperous. And I will bless you mightily. And for the ways of the Lord, you will strengthen my people, and yea, my heart shall go before thee, we'll rejoice together. And just stand here. What's your name?
Cameron.
Help me pray. For who?
Cameron.
Cameron?
Mm-hmm.
Good. As the joy of the Lord is round about you, and I will bless you mightily, and the yea, the strength of my word is over thee. So the mantle of Elisha is upon thee, and you'll throw in the salt, and the peace of the Lord shall go before you, and the joy of the Lord is known within thee as the salt of the earth. Therefore you will be strong. You're going to sing the Lord's song. You're going to embrace many with creative talent, and my spirit shall flow through you, for you're the trumpet of the Lord. Let it go. Let it blast. Let it sound. For yea, now is the time of the great Feast of Tabernacles, and you shall be a great trumpet to call my people together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You can hold it. Hallelujah. What's your first name?
Patrick.
And for the strength that I've given thee and for the power of my visitation, I've forgiven. You know I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, I'm the God of your yesterdays. I walked in those yesterdays. I repaired as the saints prayed. I forgave as they prayed. Now, you forget it. Move on into my joy. Know the grace of Almighty God. I've loosed you with power and might. And the success of the Lord has been reestablished upon you. You will be successful. I've given you wisdom. I will give you creative and inventive wisdom. You're going to go forth and have favor. The door will open. I'm going to bless you. Not only is a pulpit for the congregation, but you have a pulpit in secular anointing, and that pulpit's going to bless you among the nations. You will be released to bless my people. So I'm going to strengthen you, and that hurt of your heart, that innermost desire, I'm going to heal, and we'll rejoice together. Serve the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glad.
And because I've released my joy upon you, and because the understanding of my spirit will go before you, I have blessed you. Yea, I've touched your feet. I'm going to step on your feet. And because the anointing of the Lord has gone before you, my word is a lamp to your feet, a light to your pathway. All you have to do is step out. Now, I'm going to give you much understanding. You have taken in some great grief or circumstances of negative origin. I will rebuke the devourer. I'm pulling them as roots out of your being. My joy is over thee. You're set free, and your joy shall return with the great anointing. For I've loosed you with peace, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now your eyes are healed, and I will give you, yea, the apple of my eye. And I will bless you mightily, that your attitudes will be changed into my attitude, and you'll let the beatitudes be your attitude, because my joy has given you life, and you will live. Now that one man, your loved one, I'm going to send the word, not just one, there's about three, I'm sending the word, I'm healing, and you'll know your prayers have availed much, but there's one right now that's in jeopardy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. All right, amen. So that'll be it tonight. I guess maybe we'll wait till then. We'll dismiss and go beg government for some thief candy. And this has been a good time together. Come, Brother Glenn. We love you.
Well, I think we can just stand and go find a bed and get some sleep. Come back in the morning for prayer meeting and breakfast at 8 o'clock, and we'll carry on from there. Dismissed, company.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.